So welcome, everyone. My name is Steve Wolf. I direct the Center on Society and Health at Virginia Commonwealth University. And our center has been working with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for a number of years now on developing maps that portray differences in life expectancy across neighborhoods in U.S. cities and across rural areas, in many cases showing very dramatic differences in life expectancy of 15, 20, 25 years between adjacent zip codes and other nearby locations. It's a conversation starter that gets communities thinking about the importance of social determinants of health. We are now currently producing maps for 20 locations around the country, most of them cities, but some rural areas, and one of those maps happens to have been Chicago, which was released last spring. And so we approached Georges Benjamin at APHA and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation about organizing today's session to use that particular map as a jumping off point for a discussion about how we can use our research and our data as a way of advancing a public health agenda. So the map that was released looked like this. It's a map of Chicago showing a few locations with very different life expectancy results. You can see that the area where we're sitting right now has a relatively high life expectancy, but just a short distance to the south, a much lower life expectancy. If you live in a U.S. city, you have a similar phenomenon going on where you live. And that's part of the reason why we're showing this all around the country. I want to thank the APHA and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for making this session possible and for providing us with this very generous room. I want to take a minute also to just give you an outline of our presentations this morning, and you'll see why I want to get started on time. First, we're going to kick off with an opening session by Abby Kofsky, who is the Senior Program Officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which is responsible for funding this effort. And she's going to set the context for this discussion about the overall culture of health initiative that the foundation has launched and how this particular effort fits into that. Then for the scientists in the room, we're going to talk a little bit about the science of developing life expectancy maps and the challenges of calculating life expectancy for small geographic areas like zip codes. Life expectancy is meant to be calculated at the national level or state level. Getting down to smaller geographic units gets into a lot of thorny technical issues. And Derek Chapman, the Associate Director for Research at the Center on Society and Health at Virginia Commonwealth University, will be walking you through some of those issues. The other important challenge that we face in our work at the Center on Society and Health is how to package this information for audiences that don't normally read scientific materials. They don't read journal articles or go to scientific conferences. So much of the work that we're doing in public health, both at our center and in many of your settings, is learning how to communicate better to audiences with different backgrounds. So Sarah Simon, who is Director of Research Translation and Communication at the Center on Society and Health, is going to talk to you a little bit about some of the thinking that goes into how you package information, and in particular using these maps as an example, in a way that's accessible, attractive, and interesting to the public audience. And then finally, the showstopper is talking about the local context. So Dr. Julie Morita, who is the Commissioner for the Chicago Department of Public Health, is going to teach us how this plays out on the ground in the city we're in right now, where a very interesting initiative is underway to advance the public health agenda and population health, and she'll be able to put in context how an initiative like this fits into a larger effort at the community level that I think all of our cities would find educational. We have about 20 minutes for each presentation, in which the speakers have been asked to speak for about 15 minutes, leaving 5 minutes for Q&A. So I'll give you a chance to ask questions during that five-minute period. But then if we stick on time, which is my goal, we'll have a period at the end of our session where we can have additional questions and answers. So if you don't get your question answered during the five-minute period, please save it so that we can get to it later on. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Abby Kofsky from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to talk about the culture of health.